Good morning. So I had a hard time talking to any of you, so they're going to make me talk to all of you. So let that be a warning to any of you that are not being friendly. You're teaching next week. This has been interesting. So, you know, I've come into church many, many times, distracted, anxious, frustrated, angry, confused. I mean, fill in the blank, right? And the interesting thing is that you still feel all of those things standing up here, right? And I'm just very thankful that the Lord working in our time together doesn't depend on where any of us are at, right? You or me. The Lord is good, and he wants to work in our life, and it doesn't really depend how smart I am or how much I have to share or where you were when you walked in this morning. So I'd like to take just a minute to pray before we start and just let all of that go. And maybe we can connect with each other. Hopefully we can connect with him, right? And let's just see what he does, all right? Lord, thank you so much. You're everything, Lord. You love us. I pray during this time your heart for us would be obvious. Lord, you're pursuing us. We're not chasing you. You can overcome everything in our life, and you can overcome us. You have done all of that. Lord, this is your time. We're your people. We love you. We ask for you to work in our hearts, to bring us close, and to help us to be able to connect with you. In Jesus' name, amen. So how are you guys doing? Yeah. Closer? Is that better? Every time I'm with you, you always ask me to do that. Prayer breakfast, everywhere, you're like, hey, more, more, more. I don't know how you guys are doing, but our family, we're getting crushed. Like, we have been for a while. There's a lot going on in our life, and from what it sounds like we're probably the only ones in the church going through that. Guess not. You know, everything that I would say makes us is being stripped away, I just feel helpless. I'm sure we're the only ones that are worried about our kids, you know, that are confused, that don't know what's happening, that are experiencing change. We're getting all of those things all at once. And I guess if I could just sum it up, because I think you probably know what I'm saying, I'm just tired. I'm very, very tired. And to make that even worse, when I'm in that place, I don't really want to talk to you. I don't want to be here, right? I go inward when things are hard. And this has been too much. But in the middle of all of that, I feel a couple things. I feel like the Lord is drawing me deeper with him, and I feel like the Lord is drawing me deeper with you. And I'm struggling with both of those, to be honest with you. I can't tell you how many Sundays I've sweat through my shirt during prayer. Huddling together is the most uncomfortable thing for me. Maybe it's easy for you guys. I'm struggling with it. I have a hard time worshiping. I have a hard time praying. I have a hard time talking to you guys. And that seems to be all we're doing, right? And I'm very uncomfortable. And I know that I'm supposed to be here. And I know that I'm supposed to be with you. And that's about all I know right now. And I'm having a hard time working through that. And so as I'm asking the Lord, okay, you're wanting me to go deeper. You're wanting me to grow. You're wanting me to mature. What does that mean? I mean, I'm sure all of us want to grow. We want to mature. We want to go through these things and not just make it through them, but I'd like to go through them differently than I did last time I went through them. I'd like to grow. I'd like to mature. I want to be different. I want to see more in my life. And as we start going through the book of Acts, and I'm hearing all these things, I want a whole lot more of that. When I look at the book of Acts and I see conversions I see power. I see powerful worship. I want all of those things. Is that what you see? We're going through that. We want that. I see the Lord appearing to these people and working their life, and I want more of that. I see imprisonments. I see stonings. I see helplessness. I see loneliness. You guys got very quiet. You were all with me on the first part, right? Where are you with me on the second part? We race towards these exciting emotions. We race towards these experiences. We race towards these type of things. And when we look at that, there's a lot more going on there than just that. There's a brokenness that's happening in the book of Acts. When the people were there at Pentecost, they didn't know what they were there for. They didn't get a calendar invite that said, hey, Tuesday the 2nd is going to be Pentecost. Hang in till then. Right? They had just been through a lot of confusion, and they're waiting. And they don't know if they're waiting for an hour or a year. They don't know what they're doing. They're there. They're dependent. They're waiting, right? We had a whole message that talking about what was happening during the food ministry with the widows. Why did they have a food ministry for the widows? Because they didn't have food. Okay? There is a desperation. There is a dependence. There is a confusion among the people in the book of Acts. And we don't want that part, right? And the irony is that if you go back and you look, most great works in the Bible started that way, right? Go through. Look at what happened in the life of Moses, Abraham, Peter, Paul, Jesus, right? Go through and you look at people that are being crushed, that are going through really hard times. And it gives me hope, right? So I'm looking there and I'm saying, okay, Lord, I want to grow. I want to mature. I want to be different. It seems like we have all the criteria here, right? I'm struggling. I'm lost. I'm confused. All these different things. The recipe is almost full. So I want to grow. What does that look like, right? Is it more? Is it more activity? I need to reach out to people more. I need to be more active. I need to come to more of the events that GBF has. I need to read more. I need to pray more. I need to worship more. Is it more? Or maybe it's less. I need to sin less. Compromise less. Right? Is that really what he's asking me to do? So Hebrews 6, chapter 1. We've got two massive verses to go through today, guys. Therefore, leaving the discussion of the elementary principles of Christ, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, of laying on of hands, of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. So if we look at that list of elementary, basic, ground level, first base, it covers almost everything you'll hear in just about every single church every single Sunday. Right? Repentance from dead works and faith in God. That's how we start, right? What it looks like to start with the Lord. Baptisms, which is what it's to the audience, it's more the idea of washings or the old life, new life. What does Christian living look like? That's what he's talking about. Laying off hands, that's the working of the Spirit. The resurrection of the dead and eternal judgment, that's end times. So basically he's saying is basic is how we start, how we end, and everything in the middle. That's basic. What else is there? What are we supposed to talk about? What is mature then? If that's elementary, basic, ground level, what does maturity look like? I think the rest of the book gives us that answer. I think we have a group of different cultures, different languages, different sexes, different ages, different maturity levels, different religions. You've got a completely different group of people in the book of Acts that all come together that have this power. Something is happening in their life. And it's not covered under elementary, basic, right? So what does that look like? I mean, there's been a lot of discussion here. I've had conversations with you guys. What is GBF going to be? What are you going to be? What am I going to be? What are we going towards, right? What do we look like next year? What does mature look like? What is the point? Is it just, we just do this like, ring around the posy, just go around, 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 around constantly. What are we going towards? What are we marching towards? I would hope that any church and any Christian, if they were to make a list, one of the things on that list would be maturity. We want to mature. We want to go deeper. So again, what is it? What does that look like? I don't know. So I'm not sure I can help you. But I can tell you what the Lord is telling me in my life, okay? And maybe he's telling the same thing to you. I don't know. But as he's calling me deeper, he's challenging my idea of what it looked like to grow and to be mature. He's changing the way I think this is supposed to look for me, okay? And again, I probably should have had a disclaimer at the beginning that the opinions do not represent that of GBF. This is just me. I'm just telling you where I'm at, kind of what I'm thinking. If you go through the entire book of Hebrews, he contrasts milk with meat, elementary with maturity, right? There's this contrast that's there. And what is he really talking through? So high level, you can write these down. I want you guys to spend some time on it and go through there. But in Hebrews chapter 2, he's talking about us in 17 and 18. He's talking about a high priest who can relate with us. The idea is that the things that we go through are not meant just to teach us. They're meant to allow us to have an opportunity to actually relate to our high priest. The idea is that everything that Jesus went through, he went through so that we wouldn't just say, hey, help us, but that he could actually relate to us, right? So instead of me saying, I hate my neighbor, right? They're driving me crazy, right? Or I've got a family member that has betrayed me, or I've got these things, I can come to him and I can say, Lord, you know what it's like to be betrayed. You know what it's like to be treated like this. And instead of it just being, take this away, get me through this, it's something where I can say, you as a person, I can relate to you, which is interesting because don't we like that when we do that here? Right? We like to be able to say, hey, I mean, you could submit all of your prayer requests online. We don't have to do it this way. Right? Why do we do this? Why do we pray together? Why do we connect with each other? And it's interesting because if you look at, say, John 17, the longest recorded prayer of Jesus, where you see most of his heart, okay, what he's basically saying is the intimacy, the dependence, the connection that they have within the Trinity, he wants that to extend to us. He wants to bring us into that intimacy. That's what he's saying there, right? So it's so much more than just, hey, you should do your best. You should be more disciplined. You should reach the world. You should do, you should do, you should do, you should do. There's this connection aspect, right, of connecting with him through these types of things. But it's not just connecting, right? It's the attitude of also being able to depend on him. So in Hebrews 4, again, just write these down for later, verse 15 and 16, he talks about the throne of grace, being able to come to him and depend on him, and to be able to come boldly to him and ask him to work. So it's not just, Lord, I am getting crushed. You know what it's like to get crushed. And I'm depending on you to get me through this time, right? Working through that. But then Christian maturity also looks like being able to enter into rest, right? Chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, he talks about us entering into his rest. What is that? That's like a story? What does that mean? It's heaven? No. Entering into this rest is us being able to lay it down. Now, I don't know about you guys. Again, maybe you're doing great. But I have been scratching and clawing and fighting my whole life. I have felt like this depends on me most of my life. I struggle to trust people. All of those things carry over to my walk with the Lord. It's hard for me. You know, the whole like fight or flight type thing? If there's a challenge, I'm ready to fight. It's not in me to just not want to grind and fight. I will work 4 months on something rather than praying about it for 4 minutes. It's not me. And this idea of learning to enter into his rest and depending on him and letting go, understanding what he's doing right now, is very contrary to what my experience with the Lord has been up until this point. And I know these things, but I'm not experiencing them. Hebrews 7, verse 25, he describes that he is interceding for us. So I would ask you, what is he doing right now? Is he just waiting? Jesus is up in heaven and he's just waiting, right? Which is why we approach so many times, we come in like we're begging Jesus to show up. Lord, please send your spirit. Lord, I please come get involved. Lord, guys, he already is involved. He's already working. When Laura's talking about the Lord has already fought the battle, he's already won. Nothing could be more true. Like, but I don't live like that. I'm just being honest with you. I don't. And I know it. I mean, we were so blessed to sit with Reg for so long. This is not the first time you've heard this, right? but I'm not living like this. And I know that's what he's asking me to do. I know that he wants to be able to take me deeper, and that deeper is not learning more. And it's not necessarily just doing more. And those, I'm not knocking those things, guys. That's not what I'm saying. Please understand, that's not my point. What I'm saying is, it is possible for us to do all of the right things and not depend on him at all. Have you done that? I have done that. I do that most of the time. I really do. I go through my life, and I do pray about it, but I'm not going to wait for him to do any of it. I'll go ahead and start working on that now, and when you show up in the third inning, then I appreciate your help to bring it to completion, right? And I'm not going through these hard times, you know, asking to get to know him more, like, personally. I just want to get through them. Like, I would hate to say this, but I think if I was really being honest, if you said, make a list of everything in your life that's causing you anxiety, every one of them, and everything you would need to be comfortable, and I will either give you that, or I will give you me. Take your pick. I think I would take the first list most of the time. And it's horrible to say, but that's how I'm living. And then I wonder why I'm anxious, and I wonder why I'm depressed, and I wonder why I'm experiencing these things. And I'm going through most of this life trying to do the right thing, but I don't want to do that anymore. You know, as much as I could change all of these circumstances in my life that are so hard right now, I would rather change me. I'm tired of me. Does that make any sense? Do you understand what I'm saying? I think the Lord does too. And I think deeper looks like dependence. And there's these twins in the Bible, right? So you have faith and works, right? We have those kind of things that go together. We've got revival and repentance, right? Grace, humility, character, leadership. There's always these twins, right? And those types of things. And at least in my life right now, growth looks like dependence. And I don't like that because I want this to all be over. I would like to be more comfortable. I would like to be finished, right? But he's changing my appetite. And I'm wondering if he's changing yours. I'm wondering if this has been a long few years for a lot of us. And we look around and we've got kids that we're worried about, and we've got financial issues, and we've got work issues, and we've got all sorts of sin that we're struggling with, and we're trying to figure out who we are as people and who we are as a church and what happens next. And everywhere I go, I'm uncomfortable and I feel vulnerable. And I don't think it's just me. And I also don't think that it's a sign that God isn't here. I think it's the opposite. I think it's a sign that he is here. And I think that he wants to do something special here. And, you know, we were very confused when we decided to come back to GBF because we got here and then Reg said he was leaving. And I said, did we hear that wrong? Like, we came, you know, we love Reg, right? We love the teaching. We love that. And we've approached church for a long time, the idea that we want to come in and we're going to have our time of worship, the Lord, you know, me and him, and we'll have our time of prayer, me and him, and then I'm going to hear a message about the Lord that I can, you know, put into my own life and this kind of stuff. And it's like being in my own car on the same highway, but I don't really have any connection with you guys. We're going in the same direction, but I'm kind of doing my own thing. And so then I'm sitting here and I'm going, what are we doing here? Like, you know, I feel like I don't really want you guys to know how much is going on in our life. I don't really know if I want to know what's going on in yours. Because all of that connection, all that vulnerability, right, that we have to be able to do, it feels authentic. It feels real. I don't like it. And I struggle to even talk to you guys. I'm going to be honest with you. Like, there's some of you that I just, you know, it's hard. So we were in the kids ministry. Artem came in, and he brought us something. And, you know, we've been here for, like, a couple years. And it was the first time I had heard his voice. Like, literally heard his voice. And I remember I was so excited. I talked to Denise, and I'm like, have you heard his voice? Like, I heard his voice, right? And it's just, but I've wanted to talk to him like 10 times, right? And it's hard. It's hard for me because honestly, it's hard. Maybe some of you relate. Have you guys seen that where it says like, you know, here's your calendar. And the first 4 hours are preparing to say hello at church. And then saying hello is 2 seconds. And then 4 hours afterwards is recovering from saying hello at church. That is exactly how I feel. But I know that God is doing something here. And so, you know, when I think about it, I want to be a part of that. I really do. I don't want to do what I've been doing personally anymore. I want to be able to connect and depend and rest with the Lord. But I don't think I'm going to get to do that by myself. Because as much as he's telling me that that's what he wants for me, he keeps talking to me about you guys too. And I get a feeling that somehow we're supposed to go through this together. And so when we really think about if we want that, then let's not let anything take that away. Because that is something special. That is something unique. And so we can sit there and we can say, you know what? I'm really irritated with that person 3 rows ahead of me. Okay? I've been there, right? I don't like the distraction in row 3, right? I don't like the personality of the person over here, right? I don't like it when we sing hymns. I don't like it when we do that, right? We all have our preferences. You know you do, okay? We all do. And every one of those is a distraction, and it's keeping us from being able to connect with each other and to experience a deeper walk with the Lord. We need each other to go deeper. And so we can't just say, it's enough, Lord. You have all of me, but I don't want any of them. Okay? Every one of these people in here is here for a reason. Right? And as we grow deeper in the Lord, and we depend on the Lord, and we rely on the Lord, it's going to bring us closer together. That starts to look a lot more like the book of Acts. Okay? So we can jump ahead to third base, and we can say, all right, let's be, you know, very, very vocal, and let's be, you know, this, and let's be that, and we can jump ahead, but we're skipping this part of connecting with each other and depending on him, right? Let's not do that. Let's not rush ahead. And so, just like Kim was sharing, right? Just like she was sharing about anxiety this morning, these types of things. Guys, that's real. That is boots on the ground, real, everyday stuff, okay? Let's live life together. Let's depend on the Lord together. Let's bring that out in each other, the whole stirring that up in each other. Let's do that, right? Because I don't want to be a part of another church experience where every Sunday is 3 steps to have a happy Tuesday. I don't want to do that. And I don't want to change the things that I think. I don't want to learn more in that sense. I'm not knocking those things, guys. What I'm saying is, I want to be a part of something real. Okay? I want to be real. I want to know him. And I'm starting to want to know you. Okay? I'm just being honest. Okay? Some of you guys are like, 2 seconds, you're crying, you're best friends, you know, this kind of stuff. It takes me a little bit. Just let me get there. So I think we have that choice, guys. I think we have the choice to say all these things that are going on in my life right now, what is it going to do? It's going to make me hard. I'm just going to focus on getting through it. I'm going to keep it from the people around me. I'm going to respond by doing the right things, but I'm still going to do it all in my own strength. I mean, is that what we're doing? I think all of us are being brought to a place of where we're in over our heads. Every one of us has something right now that you wish the Lord would take away, right? Or an area that you would like him to work in, something that you're like, Lord, touch this right there. And I think it's on purpose. And I think it's because he wants to do something here. I really believe that. And I want to thank you guys. It's been really difficult. You know, when we came here, I'm not sure that my heart was in a great place. You guys have been so patient with me. And the Lord has been breaking me of my pride. He's been breaking me of a lot of things and changing me. And you guys have been so patient and so kind to my family, to me. Our best Sundays when we work with your kids back there. You guys have amazing kids. You really do. They're incredible kids. So many of you guys have been examples to us. I mean, Reed was my bat boy in baseball. Noah, I coached him. I've known these guys when they were kids, and I learned from them. I sit there sometimes, and I'm like, I need to be more like them, right? You guys bless my family. You guys bless me. And the Lord's heart is for you. He is working in your life. He's not far away. He's using you, even when you don't know it, to bless stubborn people like me. And I really want to be a part of something with you guys. Something that's more than just a different style. Right? I want to be a part of something that's authentic. So there's a, when I think of that, I think of Ephesians 4, 15 and 16. We will speak the truth in love, growing in every way, more and more like Christ, who is the head of the body, his church. He makes the whole body fit together perfectly. As each part does its own special work, it helps the other parts grow, so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. The interesting thing is some of the words that were used there are the same words used in Ephesians that talk about going on to perfection, maturity, completeness, right? It's not an individual journey. It's something that we do together. The idea of being dependent on the Lord, connected with each other, healthy, loving, full. I want to be that person. And I want this to be that kind of place. And I want to do that with you. And I hope you guys do too. Let's pray, guys. Lord, thank you so much for being with us, for speaking to us, to not giving up on us, for bringing all of us into each other's lives. Lord, your spirit does all the work, and our hearts need to be touched and softened. Lord, I want to be real. I want to be close to you. I want you to change me, to change us, to make this a place where we grow deeper in dependence and in love on you and with you. Lord, we need you. But I'm so thankful for you. And I'm thankful for these people. And I pray that you would bless them and speak to them and continue to work in their life and bring us close together as a body and help us not to take the bait on all the little things we want to fight about and hold on to, but we could lay all of our grievances and our preferences and even our desires and our gifts and everything and lay them all down, because none of it matters. Lord, we want more of you, and we want to depend on you, and we want to bring you joy, because this isn't about us, Lord. We love you. We depend on you, and we thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.